From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The G20 Economic Summit is underway in South Korea. President Obama, among the world leaders, announced at arrival ceremonies in Seoul.
Obama, 미국 대통령입니다.
The leaders will be discussing some contentious issues, including trade and currency concerns. Talks on a free trade agreement between the U.S. and South Korea have broken down after 4 days of preliminary discussions. NPR's Scott Horsley says President Obama went into a meeting with his South Korean counterpart without a deal in hand.
But when that meeting was over, both sides said they needed more time. Mr. Obama says he hopes a deal can be worked out in weeks, not months, but he acknowledged winning congressional support for a trade deal will not be easy in the face of public skepticism.
If we rush something that then can't garner popular support, that's going to be a problem. We think we can make the case, but we want to make sure that that case is airtight.
A free trade deal with South Korea is seen as an important step towards Mr. Obama's goal of doubling U.S. exports within 5 years. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Seoul.
Earlier today, the president visited a U.S. Army base in Seoul where ceremonies were held on this Veterans Day to honor those who served in the Korean War. The president pledged that those who served the U.S. in the military will not be forgotten.
So I want all of you to know, when you come home, your country is going to be there for you. That is the commitment I make to you as Commander-in-Chief. That is the sacred trust between the United States of America and all who defend its ideals.
The president also urged North Korea to enter talks with the international community over its nuclear program or to face what he called more isolation and less security. On this Veterans Day, many women are celebrating their service to the country. Jessica Jones of North Carolina Public Radio reports the number of female soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines has grown rapidly since the first Persian Gulf War began in 1990.
And many of them have distinguished themselves in combat. Rose Noel of Jacksonville, North Carolina, was awarded a Purple Heart after shrapnel from what's called an indirect fired rocket pierced her cheek and broke her jaw.
I think it's important for us to not only remember veterans and thank veterans, but to make sure that we continue to teach our children that they need to be proud that they are Americans and they live free because of a veteran.
Noelle has a Purple Heart license plate on her car, but many people ask if her husband was the one who received the medal. Noelle says the public is still slow to understand that in places like Iraq and Afghanistan, women are on the front lines too. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Jones.
6 suspected militants have been killed in Pakistan by what intelligence officials there say were U.S. missiles. The 6 were returning home after attacking a security post in Afghanistan. This is NPR News. The number of foreclosed homes taken back by lenders has declined sharply, down 9% last month. But the main reason was the freeze on foreclosures by some major lenders while they looked into possible faulty paperwork. Rick Sharga is with the foreclosure listing firm RealtyTrack.
The states with the highest foreclosure activity rates continue to be some of the same suspects. Nevada still has the highest rates in the country, followed by Arizona, Florida, California, and Michigan.
Sharga says lenders have seized more than 900,000 homes in the U.S. so far this year. The co-chairmen of the President's Bipartisan Commission on Reducing the Federal Deficit are proposing cuts that amount to $4 trillion over the next decade. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports they've presented a draft to the panel that includes cuts in programs considered all but sacred on Capitol Hill.
With the latest election spotlighting concerns about overspending, the recommendations include cutbacks in defense and health care spending and a gradual increase in the retirement age for Social Security benefits. Democrat Erskine Bowles and Republican Alan Simpson authored the 50-page recommendation. The entire commission has to present a final report December 1st. But some say it is unlikely the two parties will actually reach an agreement that will allow the lame duck Congress to act on this or any other deficit reduction plan. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
The presumptive new Speaker of the House, John Boehner, says he'll be doing his part to cut government costs by not traveling on military aircraft while serving as Speaker.
Over the last 20 years, I have flown back and forth to my district on the commercial aircraft, and I'm going to continue to do that.
I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR.